T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to when it finally becomes official in the NFL. It's Marks and Reese, free agency. 4 o'clock today, it actually becomes official. I feel like we've been in the tampering period for days now. I guess we have. Mm-hmm. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese, what is up, Ike?
What up there, Johnny Marks? Happy Wednesday, brother.
All right, well, you got the Wednesday out of it. I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Right from the start. I need 30 seconds right from the start. Mark Ingram goes down for $5 million a year from the Ravens, right? Really, is there one running back left on the market right now, Tevin Coleman, that you could say is a starter, unless you trade for Jordan Howard or somebody like that? When are they going to trade for Jordan Howard if that happens? I am so pissed because, in my opinion, the offense last year, one of the big problems was you didn't have a running back. You had a bunch of guys that were running the ball, but you didn't have a bona fide running back that you could rely on, hand the ball off to. At the very least, you knew he could get 12 to 15 carries a game. Entering this offseason, you didn't have to do Le'Veon Bell. I'm not saying how he needed to go out and spend big, big, big time money to get Le'Veon Bell, but you had this to shore up the position. And now you're going to be getting a backup type player, and you're going to rely on the draft to get a starter. I'm tired of this crap, Ike. If everything's about Carson Wentz, and they did the right thing getting DeSean Jackson back, all right, good job. You don't have a running game still. You have a bunch of maybes. I can't have maybes at running back. And I don't know how he's doing right now. I don't know what he's doing. I hope there's a move that's going to happen that hasn't happened yet. But if you're telling me, oh, we'll get Spencer Ware, or we'll get this backup, or we'll get this maybe, or we'll get Ty Montgomery, or we'll get LeGarrette Blount, that's not good enough for me if you're trying to win the Super Bowl.
How about AP?
AP? Jesus Christ.
No, 34, but I mean, man.
No, but dude, you're not bringing Jason Peters back unless you're trying to win a Super Bowl and you're going for it again. You're not bringing DeSean Jackson back unless you're trying to win a Super Bowl again. So you got to bring a running back in here that's a starter. They don't have a starting running back again. And if anybody calls in with Josh Adams and tell me that Josh Adams is the answer to this, you're stop. Stop it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're good, man. That's good, man. I like that fire. I love it.
I'm confused to what Howie's doing.
Yeah, I hear you, and I know, listen, Mark Ingram went off the market at 3 years, $15 million. That certainly seems like it's affordable. I think Tevin Coleman will garner more than that. He's younger. He's a little more versatile.
The playmaker.
Yeah, and he's more versatile, and he's younger, and more importantly, at 25, 26 years old. Doesn't have the type of wear and tear on his body that Mark Ingram has.
And you went all in on Coleman.
Yeah, and that's really been the guy that I've really been at the top of my list. Obviously, if they could have found a way to get Le'Veon in here, I don't think anybody would have been upset about getting Le'Veon Bell. Regardless of what they would have paid to get him in here, I think we all would have been happy with Le'Veon Bell on this roster. I just didn't think it was going to happen. So when I looked at the other guys, I keep looking at the other guys, you know, and I look at Tevin Campbell, and I look at the Eagles' offense. Tevin Campbell. I said I'd do it at least once a show. Tevin Coleman. I look at the Eagles' offense. I look at the Eagles' offense. At least you didn't have to catch me. I caught it. I look at the Eagles' offense, and I say, he's the one I think fits what the running back is required to do in this offense the best. And he has the highest ceiling of the guys that are available. There's limited wear and tear on his body. Does he still have to prove he can be the guy? Sure, he does have to prove that he can be the guy. But so did Brian Westbrook. And Brian got a chance to do it once Deuce left and Carell Buckholder left. So, you know, I'm not worried about that. You see the potential. You see it flash. He just needs to be given the opportunity. And in this offense, I think he will be given the opportunity. I just hope the Eagles are in on him.
They better get him.
I'm just hoping that they're in on him. He may be too rich for their blood. It may cost more.
He might be.
Same agent as Le'Veon.
He's going to get paid. Listen, he's good. Yeah. He's getting more than Mark Ingram. I agree with you. I agree with you there. Listen, I just like Malik Jackson, Eagles, Malik Jackson, they agreed to terms. I don't care. Malik Jackson, yeah, when you're talking about skill position guys, that's the splash. That's what people want to see. I get that Howie wants to build the team through the lines, and that's the right thing to do. But $10 million a year for Malik Jackson, take a look at Malik Jackson's track record. It's the third team. Mm-hmm. Denver Broncos didn't re-sign him. Mm-hmm. He got a huge contract, biggest ever from the Jags. They cut him. Right, and people say, well, they didn't cut him for his performance. Well, they sure as hell didn't keep him because of his performance. Now Malik Jackson's here. DeSean Jackson was a good trade. But, I mean, are we talking about an objectively excellent offseason for Howie? I'm talking right now, the running back position is going to determine whether it's a good or a not-so-good offseason. But it hasn't been objectively excellent. And there's still time. I get it.
Yeah. No, you're right. And listen, the running back position, we all felt like that was a huge need this offseason. And we're still waiting on them to fill it. And I would like for them to do it in free agency, you know, taking the risk of going into the draft and trying to get one in a running back draft class that really, I got to be honest with you, you know, I think there's some nice players in this draft. I think because there aren't very many good players from the running back position in this draft, a couple of these guys, their abilities is kind of being enhanced by this. It's like having a quarterback draft where there's only two good quarterbacks, three good quarterbacks. Everybody's mm-hmm. going to say how good they are because you look at the rest of what's available. I just don't see it in the running back class. I don't see any of these guys the way I saw at least a dozen of those running backs in the 2016 draft class. I don't see a Christian McCaffrey.
No.
I don't see Leonard Fournette, Dalvin Cook. I don't see these guys. You know, they don't have the track record. So will they turn out to be as good as those guys? Maybe. But again, A, the Eagles would have to commit to taking one early. Early.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're going to do that.
Yeah, and it would almost feel like it was a reach because they need one. Or does Howie not think they need one? Is Howie...
I believe they know they need one. I believe they do. They can't look at that running back room and say, oh, we're good here.
Yeah. Do the Eagles need to sign a running back in free agency now? Not wait until you're getting the third-rate guys, not the Ty Montgomerys and the APs and those guys. They need to – I don't care how they do it, whether it's trade, whether it's free agency. You can't go into 2019 not knowing who your starting running back or not having a starting running back on your roster. Sorry, 888-729-9494. This offseason will be a failure if they don't have a starting running back on this roster when they start the season. And they've had opportunities with a couple of guys. There's another one that's still left on the roster. Maybe they can make a trade. There's time left. 4 o'clock is when it all becomes official, Ike.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They need a running back, man. And as I see the guys go off the board, and now I'm looking at one guy left in Tevin Coleman, I hope the Eagles are in on him. I really do. It's their biggest need right now. It's a very important need. I'm not like a lot of guys that say like, oh, well, I don't value the running back position. I value the running back position.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Big time.
Yeah, I've always been. I value good players. First caller says we don't need a running back.
Yeah, no, we got a lot of it yesterday. We got a lot of people yesterday that that were saying that, no, you're fine with a rotation. It worked in 2017. Do you agree with that? Are you fine with a rotation of guys that nobody's a number one running back? I'm sick of it. I'm not. It worked in 2017. It didn't work last year.
Right.
Because we're still looking for a running back. 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese. I'm wound up from the start. 888-729-9494. We'll give you the latest. We'll give you the breaking news that comes out. 4 o'clock, everything becomes official. And Nelson Aguilar's salary gets guaranteed at 4 o'clock. Which means he's probably going to be here unless something happens between now and then. Mm-hmm. We'll keep you updated. You have a $9 million third wide receiver on the roster, and I'm a running back. Mm-hmm. How does that make sense? 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese on 94WIP. We start with your phone calls next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.